This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. And it's finally here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brady and Micah Review Sports Movies, because there's not much sports going on in the summer segment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You maybe waited all week for this. I don't know.
I have been.
We continue on with our movie review extravaganza. And we've got Michael Kirkpatrick back there, which, by the way, Derbs and I both agree, it bothers us that you have a Broncos shirt and an Avalanche hat on.
Bad uniform matchup.
You got to just go one or the other. Oh,
I
didn't
agree.
Have to take it off.
Keep going.
Burgundy and the orange
it's throwing
don't
me
go
off.
Well together.
No. Derbs pointed it out, and I said, you know what? That's what's been bothering me about you today.
First of all, like, this is a new hat.
Yeah.
It got here a week after the Avs lost.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And I ordered it pretty early, but it kept getting delayed.
Yeah.
This is a very comfortable hat.
Okay.
I believe it's called a dad hat.
Keep the hat, lose the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that kind of show, Tanner.
Oh, sorry, guys.
I would throw away the hat before I threw away this shirt. Nice and shiny. And
works
orange.
On Brian.
Oh, boy. Here we go. The dude down the hall, Derbs, joining us in studio. He's
Hello.
Been the most consistent of our reviewers.
I have to be second at this point.
Derbs is number one.
I have to be second.
I missed 1 week.
I'm number two.
You didn't. You just said you didn't watch this one, did you?
Well, you've seen it.
I've seen it before.
He knows.
Well, we all.
It. He knows.
We
it
all
well.
Rewatched.
I believe
it.
You have tied Mike now.
Yeah,
Mike did
two. I think.
Yeah. I've done two.
How many
made that makes you tie?
But this is three. Matt, I've done major
that makes
league.
You tie.
I did. Can he play
Varsity Blues?
And now today.
This one has a way different feel than the movie we did.
A little different.
Sure does.
Yeah. This week we are putting the focus on a 2000 sports movie, sports drama. Remember the Titans, starring Denzel Washington.
Live action Disney movie.
Yeah. Yes. What does that mean?
Is that real? This was a Disney product?
No.
It
yeah.
was a Disney yeah. product oh, back mm-hmm. in, I think, 98 or something.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? No.
There's an animated?
No. But this is an actual Disney put. Like,
I said 2000.
They're
I
mostly
literally
known
said
for
the
their
date.
Cartoons, but this was a Disney movie.
Right. But
no, that actually surprised me that it was a Disney movie. I did not know that.
Oh, but I, yeah.
Yeah.
But the date was 2000. I said that
oh, okay.
to open it, and you weren't listening.
I thought some weird Micahism was coming there.
I did too, but he was just trying to provide information. Mm-hmm. He did provide information, just wrong ones. Mm-hmm. This is the greatest sports movie of all time.
Is it real? So you're already rating it?
Well, I've told you this from the word go. This is my favorite sports movie of all time. Between the because I do enjoy. I mean, just watching that team be a unifier. For I'm not a big softie, but watching that team unify a town like that in what is one of the most tumultuous time frames in American history, it's cool, and the actors in there are very good.
Yeah, and I didn't know this. Michael probably knew this, but this is of course loosely based on a true story. So this is a true story of Coach Herman Boone, portrayed by Denzel Washington, and his attempt to integrate the T.C. Williams High School, which is now Alexandria City High School football team. So this is somewhat of a true story. I didn't realize that watching this, but this movie, I think you guys tell me if I'm wrong, because you guys both played high school sports. It was like a mandatory thing for us as a team to go watch this. We went to the movie theater and watched this, and that was like a big thing. And I'd heard from several of the towns around our area that they all did the same thing.
Oh, really?
People were taking their teams and going and watching this movie together.
We did not do that. The only thing like that that we did, we watched Miracle on Ice.
Well, probably you're a lot younger.
I was way younger.
Eighth grade freshman, maybe.
Yeah.
When this came out.
Oh, I could see that for sure.
Yeah, I was just saying, we didn't get together to specifically watch this, but we did do a lot of like the team building activities of going around and doing, you know, movies or restaurants or team dinners and things like that.
Listen, this story is the ultimate. You can overcome whatever as people. We can overcome whatever disagreements we may have and still find a way to be successful. In that underlying tone throughout this movie is just so good. But the actors in this, I mean, Denzel Washington, top five greatest actor of all time.
Yeah, no.
Yes. Number one.
Good actor.
Great actor.
Being who he is.
That's just wrong.
He's good at being who he is.
Best actor in a sports movie, second best sports movie.
Did you not see Dawson's Creek and Varsity Blues?
I believe I benched that one.
Yeah, no, actually, yeah, you did bench that. Yeah, and I thought he was going to cut it.
I did not cut it.
So, first question before we even get into it, be thinking about it, Hooligans. Remember the Titans. Start it, bench it, or cut it. So far, overwhelming on the socials is a start.
Yeah.
I don't know many people that are benching or cutting. Certainly not cutting this movie.
Yeah, if you don't like this movie, I think you're just not a good person.
Best
care to comment?
Best case scenario. Okay, I actually agree with him on that. This movie does do a nice job of blending the serious tone with the play on the field with some really good comedic moments throughout it as well.
Yeah, and taking just some a iconic, really tough topic. Yeah. And this was based in 1971.
Right.
So it's like, not that far removed.
Not that long ago.
It's not that far removed.
10 years older than me.
When white people had issues with black people going to the same school as them.
Right.
Like, it's not that long ago. So, you know, for those like in the politics world to say like we haven't come very far, it's like actually we have. This was 1971 that all this stuff was happening. But it's just an inspirational movie, no question about it. Yes, Michael.
I think Paul Bear Bryant integrated Alabama football that same year.
Really?
Look at that. Yeah, okay.
That's a dynamite drop.
We have no idea if
we
have no idea if he's right or not. But I do
trust, there's a few things I will trust with Michael, and it's movie connections with real topics and sports and such.
And Gettysburg.
J.D. Taylor. There it is. Waited for that.
This movie, what's crazy to me throughout this movie is, I'm forgetting, who is the defensive coordinator?
Yost.
Yost, yeah. The head coach.
By Will Patton.
Yeah, Will Patton. I love Will Patton.
Excellent.
Randomly, at times, I'll be just at home and I'll just go, "We blitz all night," and just that.
Oh yeah.
I just want to run through a wall when I see that scene. But for him to go from head coach to take a DC, think about the time period where, like, 1971, 50. Some years
and
ago.
And he was like the Bud Kilmer, like not in a negative way.
No,
he was like their beloved coach that everybody, they won a lot and they believed in him.
And he took, you know, he swallowed his pride and stayed on as the defensive coordinator for a black head coach at that time in that area. There's so many of these characters that you could dissect just piece by because of their stories on that, but Yost is one of my favorites in it because of that scene after he goes to the official and says, you know, I know what you're doing here, you know, I'm going to the newspapers, you know, and then we blitz, I don't want them to gain another yard. That scene just, it lives rent free in my head. But there's so many of these characters you could do that with, Derbs.
The entire movie is filled with them, from the lower side of I think it's Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
The coach's daughter having, like, I thought she had an impactful role in this. So I think, like, almost every character you can find a way to be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. They all build incredibly well.
Well, and they even introduce, they introduce without introducing, but they Ronnie Bass, who ends up playing quarterback
right.
for them. And we never really know what his affiliation is on the sexual side of things.
Oh, but yeah. We have Sunshine, right?
Okay, yeah. Ronnie Bass couldn't get that pitch. Couldn't figure out that pitch, but finally did.
Also, easiest...
Don't know why he couldn't get that pitch.
All-state high school quarterback moment.
Yeah, how hard is that pitch?
It's the easiest thing ever. Left-handed, right-handed, it doesn't matter. Just flick that wrist. Just flick that wrist. That's all you've got to do. Yeah. Who's the OC? Was Boone also the OC? Because I've got questions if you can't get a guy to be able to flick.
Yeah, but he couldn't get sacked.
Number one?
They didn't sack him because he would kneel down and he'd run over to the top of him and he'd stand up and he'd stare down at him like that. He had time to do that.
Number one rule of any quarterback camp I ever went to was just flick the wrist out there when you're running that speed option. Okay, just flip that thumb down and boom.
You got the pitch down. Too bad the throwing thing. Right?
Yeah, that was. Well, I had that down. Just couldn't figure out the team.
The uniform matchup was a little confusing. Yeah.
Looked like Micah's uniform back there. A little bad. Micah?
This is a great uniform that I'm wearing right now. Orange and blue.
The guy that played Louie, the big offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Ethan Suplee, is that how you say it? He was in My Name is Earl. He was the brother in that. He was tremendous in that.
Oh, that's right.
Has since lost a ton of weight. He's like a bodybuilder now and all that, but he was a pretty large human in Remember the Titans. Ryan Gosling, who was a liability.
Yeah, you can say anything you want. You can say anything you want about Ryan Gosling. Oh, he's so good looking. Oh, Interstellar. Not Interstellar.
Keep in mind, he's Canadian.
Whatever the new movie that just came out was, just so many great movies. You know, he's Ken and Barbie. But that SOB was a liability at cornerback. And Remember the Titans, and I will never forgive him for
because
that.
Because he was Canadian, and they played wrong football.
Shut your mouth.
It was playing a role. It wasn't actually Ryan Gosling. It was Alan.
Is there a soccer movie we can review?
The Big
I'm
Green.
Out that week.
Mm-hmm. Would love that.
Ladybugs.
What's one with Will Ferrell?
Ladybugs, really good.
What's one with Will Ferrell and Robert
Kicking
Duvall?
And Screaming.
Yeah, let's do that one.
That's next week.
I vote for Ladybugs. Mm-hmm. That is,
we're going to review all three. Michael,
Rodney
watch all three.
Dangerfield.
I'm correct. Out the next several Fridays.
Fantastic.
Can I pull a mic? Can I call a timeout real quick on the timeout here?
Yeah.
I gave him $4 to watch Little Giants. Why are we not?
He watched Little Giants. My mistake. That's a mistake by yours truly. Michael did his homework.
Give me $4.
No, he actually watched
Give me $4. That was my allowance this week. Give me $4.
Michael's like, during the show today, he actually said, you know, anyway. No, it was right before the show. He said, by the way, Brady, when we finally do review Little Giants, I think you'll really enjoy my review of this. I said, you watched it? I said, yeah. Ah. Remember the Titans
I was
today.
Sitting on a golf
Derbs
cart.
Derbs is going to be pissed.
I was shocked when I saw that this morning. I was sitting on the golf cart last night with Mike Dance, and I'm like, the fellas are reviewing Little Giants tomorrow if you want to watch that and come in.
Oh, I wish we would have made him watch it. He comes in here, and we're all reviewing different movies.
I got Brady off guard this morning. He walked by my office, and I said, Happy Friday, and he looked at me in shocked that it was Friday.
Yeah.
Well, that good of a week,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
It was nice.
A lot of sprinkler repair.
Nice. Okay, so I didn't mean to distract from the movie because there are, like, going back to the iconic stuff, for me, that quote from Yost just stands out. There are so many, like, really impactful scenes, both on the racial front, but also on the football front, and then they blend those as well when the coach from the opposing team flips him a banana, right? You think of that. That's in the
referees.
The referees.
They got to him.
That's when Yost is like, I'll go to the newspapers. I love that scene.
So we're taking you down with us.
Yes, correct. I'll go down. Yeah, 100%.
Some great lines.
That one, but then on just the true football front, because it's tough to do, because a lot of times, as we do revisionist history movies like this, there's always some sort of tilt to it. There's a reason why. In this one, I really didn't feel that because
it was factual.
If you were a football fan, you could watch this as a football movie. If you wanted to learn more about racial divide in this country, you could see it through that lens. They just kept it right there. I think of the you drop the ball, you run a mile. You do this, you run a mile. You know, those moments are just so powerful in this movie, whether it's the racial stuff or the football stuff. Greatest of all time.
Well,
I'm giving my rating.
You have, come on. Who's the guy?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
He was in Scrubs.
Donald Faison.
Yes. And to your point, like, it wasn't making this it was making a political statement without beating you over the head with it, which is crazy because that's the underlying theme of the whole movie. But his character, can't think of his name. I have the cast pulled up, but for some reason he's not. Oh, there he is. He was Petey Jones.
Petey.
And Denzel Washington's character, Coach Boone, had a problem with Bill Yost kind of coddling Petey, you know, saying, you'll be fine, you'll get back out there. And it was Coach that says to, you know, toward another black player, saying, don't give him preferential treatment. You're only going to hurt him right. in the long run. What does he say? You're crippling him. You're crippling him for life if you do this. And nowadays we might see something where even in real society, it's like my color, your color, all this stuff. But that was such a powerful moment, too, because Yost thought he was doing the right thing because he's almost going over the top. Like, hey, I want to show maybe a black player like I got his back and all this. And you're going to keep playing. I'm going to give you chances that Allen doesn't get, mm-hmm. even though Allen's white. Coach Boone's like, no. We're not doing any of that stuff. We're basing this full on 100% on their level of play.
It is crazy that this is loosely, I would imagine, very loosely based on a true story. But Herman Boone and Yost in real life have to be the most selfless individuals that there were for them to both have those type of, and they had hard conversations. The scene that I always, when the brick goes through the window of Herman Boone's house, when that brick goes through there and his daughter seeing that stuff, and the response, you know, from Yost and the family to that, like, finally they got a chance to see and understand each other. And then it was no more black and white. It was us as men doing this to lead these young men and show them you will pave the way so that we can have locker rooms like we do in today. You know, Football 52, I know you talk about this a lot with Ed Lyon. We do on Good Morning NOCA when he joins us. The locker room is the coolest place, just even as an outside perspective. That locker room, college locker rooms, you've got different race, ethnicity, sexuality, whatever. And at the end of the day, you're all pulling for the one same thing. And it was stories like this that set that precedent. And everyone likes to make race a dividing topic. Movies and stories like this, it's kind of how it should be. Like, as men, let's talk. It doesn't matter the color of your skin.
Go ahead, Drew.
Oh, I was just going to say, as being a loosely fictional kind of place, I got the impression that is what it was like. On the football field, on the training camps, when they go into the dorms for 2 days and things, that's how I felt it would be. Like, they didn't want to be in the same room together. They didn't want to be on the same team together. Like, it was two completely different sets of rules for everyone. And feeding all the way through the movie to fix that was probably my favorite part of this, of bringing it all together. But I really did think that they did an awesome job of depicting that, because I believe that's how it was.
And it culminates in the most perfect line. I can't remember the nurse's name, but are you kidding me? Are you blind? That's my brother.
That culminates
to the perfect moment in this movie. And how did Coach Boone get him there? He broke him down. The running, you know, going through Gettysburg.
And he treated him like all the same.
Yes.
Like, you're going to all go through hell out here. Yes, Michael.
I was going to play the clip from Gettysburg, which is,
yeah,
by the way, a great parallel to the movie Gettysburg that I always
never have a week without
I
it.
I'm going to stab
never
you.
Never have
in
a
the
week
neck.
Without it. Yes, Michael, go ahead.
Anybody know what this place is? This is Gettysburg. This is where they fought the Battle of Gettysburg. 50,000 men died right here on this field, fighting the same fight that we're still fighting amongst ourselves today. This green field right here, painted red, bubbling with the blood of young boys, smoke and hot lead pouring right through their bodies. Listen to their souls, man. I killed my brother with malice in my heart, hatred, destroyed my family. You listen. You take a lesson from the dead. If we don't come together, Right now, on this hollow ground, we too will be destroyed. Just like they were. I don't care if you like each other or not, but you will respect each other. And maybe, I don't know, maybe you will learn to play this game like men.
I mean, that's one of the, and this is where, like, all kidding aside on my Denzel Washington stuff, I do think he's a very similar character in most of his movies. I lean in on that a lot, but his acting ability to do the things that the monologues that he has, these kind of thing. I mean, there's not many that do it better than him.
No, they don't. Like, I just goosebumps hearing that again, going through there. Have either of you guys gone to Gettysburg? Have you ever had the chance to go through there?
No.
I went when I was, you know, freshman year of high school. Very boring going through there on that. But then you stop and you just think about what he just said, right? Brothers killing brothers with malice in their heart. And the weight that that carries, because obviously we compare sports a lot, like, to war, right? It's going to be a war. It's a battle out there. We use all those things. They were living somewhat of a culture war at that time.
And it was very, yeah, it was very intense.
And for Denzel to be able to draw that parallel, Coach Boone, to draw that parallel, that's
in
what
almost,
I mean when they broke
in
him
more
down.
More of a real sense than what we hear now.
Correct.
It's like, we're going to go out there and go to war for however many minutes. And that was actually a realistic comparison. Yes, Michael.
I wanted to say that my favorite, that's not my favorite scene. I think my favorite scene is when everybody gets on the bus and he gets them off the bus. And he says, defense on this bus, offense on this bus. We're going to have one black player sitting next to one white player, and you guys are going to be roommates together.
Just
the entire
didn't give
camp.
Him a choice, right? Didn't give him a choice to let hate be there.
And he recognized the two leaders quickly, too, Gary Bertier and Julius Campbell. He recognizes those guys. We got to break, Mike. We have to break. Let's get back. Let me know the clip you have. But 27 minutes after the hour, we're reviewing Remember the Titans. Find out, where's our soundtrack? This was not in Remember the Titans.
No.
Skillet was not even a thing at that
time. Best soundtrack of a movie.
They did cook on skillets for the camp.
Ah, that's where he went. There you go. The band is Skillet, and they cooked on skillets.
You're welcome.
We'll take a quick break.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime? Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
This is why we sometimes don't make our cue out cues and in cues, whatever you call it, because Michael's dancing.
Outros and intros.
There it is, whatever. Michael clearly having some fun. You and Tanner, I videoed
that,
by
the way.
That's
a great song.
Tremendous song.
Reviewing Remember the Titans. And as I post this and ask people what they think, this is the number one quote that I get from Remember the Titans. Go on, Michael.
Left side, strong side.
Oh, my God.
I'll play the scene.
Golly, that's where I was going.
Let's go! Hut! What was that, Ray? Whatever it is, it ain't blocking.
Give me a break.
You want a break? I'll give you a break. Me and Julius.
Wait a minute. Just let them in.
Get to rev once, just one time. I swear to God, I'm going to hit you so hard by the time you come to. Ooh, boy, you're going to need a new haircut. You understand me? Let's play, fellas.
Run the ball. Let's run it again.
Let's go. Run it up. Run it up.
Let's
go.
All right.
My style.
That.
You all right, McPeedy? You all right?
You really stuck him, Campbell.
Yeah, I love me a little contact, Petey.
This is left side.
Strong side.
Left side.
Strong side.
Left side.
Strong side.
Left side.
Yeah, that's a powerful scene, because when I'll never forget, it was so intense, because obviously the first guy that starts with there, Ray Buds, obviously was Gary Bertier's best friend, both white guys, obviously, as Gary Bertier starting to, is it Jerry or Gary? Is it
Gary? It's Gary. Gary. Yeah.
As he's starting to kind of figure, you know, hey, realize that, hey, we're coming together here. Ray continues to be a racist, you know what. So in that moment when we make that big play and Gary goes and hits him with the strong side, mm-hmm. and you have Wood Harris's character, Julius Campbell, steps back like, the hell is this, man? And then suddenly gives like, oh, hell yeah. And bam, from that moment, you're the nucleus of a team is forming. And it's an inspirational.
Couple of, like, I got some questions for Yost now. Why not split them up? Make the right side, you know, both be pinching in on that quarterback at the same time. Why are they both on the left-hand side if they're both that good? I got some strategery questions.
It worked out. I think they worked out.
It worked out. I just got some strategery there. The other point, like you were saying, we're still talking about high school kids here and the impact of the parents. I know we talked about that with Varsity Blues last week, but the impact of the parents, and you could see that on the kids, right? The parents were all stuck in their ways, mm-hmm. and it took Gary Bertier to say, no, I don't care what my parents think. And then the other white players thought, hey, you know, we can go here. And it took the black players started to see, okay, we can do this. You know, our parents be damned, stereotypes be damned. And that left side, strong side, just incredibly
one of the
iconic.
Most intense scenes in sports, I think, in sports movies.
I was just going to say, not to be all Michael on this, but this is one of the few movies where the music makes an impact. Because, like, that scene without, like, the little dramatic buildup mm-hmm. with that isn't the same.
Right.
But it highlights the end of it, and it kind of goes, like, oh, I really should be embracing this moment here as a big moment. And without that, like, it's throughout the entire film, but
correct.
That in particular, the cemetery scene the same way, the hidden music as it ends and builds away is fantastic.
And you guys talk about this, like, to your point, like, the music almost fits with the seriousness of this movie, but also the comedic relief that they have
correct.
In this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a lot of the fun songs, you know, the mm-hmm. ones that we all know, the top, you know, top chart type music, but then you have some of that epic stuff too. Yes, Michael.
Yeah, this movie, I think one of my favorite parts, and I've watched this movie so many times, if it's on TV, I will watch it. It is so evenly balanced between the drama and the comedy and the scenes that are kind of, you know, generic.
Yeah, and the football was actually... Like, I know we weren't watching that right there, but we were listening to it. The hits mm-hmm. on that thing. I mean, the football was actually kind of
shoulder
realistic.
Pads were popping. Yeah, yeah. And that's... It really was. And the balance in the music. Like, everything was just so well done in this movie. It's hard for me to pick... any flaws out? Like, we with Varsity Blues, we all love the movie. Dumb movie, Varsity Blues.
Right, not a deep thinker
no,
of a movie there.
But
in fact,
this
I'm
one,
still wondering why they didn't play in the postseason.
Can he play?
Faith bringing this up, too. The daughters. You guys talked about Hayden Panettiere, Cheryl Yost. I don't know who played Coach Boone's daughter, but she was pretty good, too. She's kind of like the girly girl, and mm-hmm. then Hayden Panettiere's character is like the tomboy
football.
Yep. But and there, so we're seeing like not only race differences, but differences in style of girl, right?
In
and
generations,
they come together and they're actually friends. She's all into dolls. The other one's into football, and they're coming together. So they layer a bunch of different things that aren't just about race. It's about just differences in human beings.
And if you want to view this movie as a football movie, like I said earlier, you can just watch this as a football movie. Like, if you want to turn off that side of your brain and just watch it, if you want to, however you want to watch this, if you want to watch it and say, hey, I want to deep dive into this and catch those, you can do that too. I know I've given away, but it is the great, there's a reason why it's the greatest of all time. And it's because of its ability to do all those things. A long, cool woman in a black dress, the Hollies, that song you're talking about. It gets incredibly emotional. Outside of the race stuff, when Gary's driving away and he's all fired up and he gets in that accident. Yep. I mean, it's just one of those holy blank moments. I didn't see that coming. I remember watching that for the first time, and it's like, they've gone through enough.
Yeah.
And then you see that moment, it just...
Yeah. Yes, Michael.
You know, I want to argue with you whether it's the best sports movie or not. Obviously, I really enjoyed Rudy, but anyone who says that this is the best sports movie of all time, I'm not going to argue with you, because it is so good. And it has Denzel Washington in it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dirk.
I was going to say, I just sit here and think, like, the world would be in a better spot if maybe, like, pick a time at 6 p.m. that the whole world watches this.
Mm-hmm. Like, mandated viewing?
Yeah. Go back and watch it.
Yeah, and spend 2 hours and really just sit and enjoy all the aspects of everybody coming together as one unit and all the things of history's past that where we are today. Like, just take a little review in the mirrors and just be like, man, we can do a little better than what
we are now.
Yeah.
Tough
we
love.
Just had a situation where Jackson Dart for the Giants spoke, introduced the current president, and obviously that creates a divide. And you had a black player going, tweeting about, hey, what's going on here? And suddenly we're all talking about that again. I'm reminded quickly, and it's nothing like to the magnitude of Remember the Titans, but Aqib Talib comes out and basically says, dude, we all, like, our guy Derek Wolfe was a big Trumper, and we gave him crap, he gave us crap. When he got married, we were all there, front row,
right,
giving hugs. Anytime we want to talk, we're all calling each other. So sometimes, and I'm not saying like football's the cure for everything, because there's obviously a lot of bad stuff that goes on with football too, Sorsby, but there's other things... You know, that you can really learn from football. And I think, like, mixing this movie with, like, what Aqib Talib said, he's like, dude, in that locker room, we know each other's politics. Yep. We don't care.
Correct.
We really don't care.
It's almost like individuals are deeper than their race, religion, or political identity.
What a thought.
Crazy concept.
What a thought. All right, 41 minutes after the hour. Let's get a quick break. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Call this game fair, or I'll go to the papers. I don't care if I go down with you, but before God, I swear I'll see every last one of you thrown in jail.
You dig your own grave.
Defense on me.
Okay, Petey, don't you drift to the strong side.
Coach, they're calling a holding penalty on me every time.
Did I ask for your excuses? You want to act like a star? You better give me a star effort. Do you hear me?
Forget about him! Alan! You're it! Come on!
All right. Now, I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
What? Golly, man.
It's my favorite.
Just,
gives me goosebumps.
There's just too many of those scenes that just either give you tears or give you goosebumps.
That's my favorite one.
Well, I like how deep it is with Coach Yost, and I know we got a break here because we were behind. But Coach Yost, they meet with him and tell him, like, we're basically going to fix this game, and you'll get everything you've dreamt of right back. All you got to do is sit back. You don't got to be a part of it. And he's conflicted, you can tell, because he's like,
right,
you know, he didn't know. He didn't make the right decision in that moment. He should have fought right then, obviously, but he gets into the game. And it's like, screw this.
Yeah.
I'm going to gladly be the secondary coach here, the defensive coach, an assistant coach. So
the two moments in this movie that have me like that is that scene, or two football quotes from movies, is that scene and then Friday Night Lights with their quote, "All right, 94 die." Like, those are my two favorite football quotes in any movie.
What's that guy doing here? We got Kyle Johnson.
Sick
back
mustache.
Kyle Johnson, what do you think of the movie?
Remember the Titans. Start it, that's bench it, or
all
cut
day.
It all day.
All day.
There
greatest of all time?
Well, that's a stretch. Okay. But it's good. Very good. Right. Strong side.
One is of it our as good amazing as preps guys, Kyle Johnson, weighing in. You never know who's going to pop by here. Actually, we have a pretty damn good idea who's going to pop by.
Yeah, great.
We'll be right back.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
There you go, Mike. Way to round this one out. Reviewing Remember the Titans, and we've got a minute here, gang, so we're going to have to kind of go around and collect our thoughts as we go. Michael, looks like you're chomping at the bit. Care to give this a rating?
As far as a sports movie and a movie itself, it is one of the best. It's one of my favorites. I think there are scenes in it that pop in my head randomly. It's such a good movie. I've seen it so many times.
What are you doing with it?
Oh, I'm going to start it.
All right.
I might put it as quarterback.
Okay.
I'm putting it as Hall of Famer. I think that's an option. Greatest of all time. I give it a tan.
That's your favorite movie of all time?
Give it a tan?
Sports movie of all time.
Yeah. Not any. There's nothing close.
I'll start it, but the criteria is just weird because of what we're doing. Like, theoretically, I would bench it because of this, because I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it again.
Next summer, new rules.
New rules. But start it as an overall because fantastic.
We just have to keep track better next year if we do this, because we'd have to say, are we doing an 11-man roster? Oh. Is that what we're doing? Maybe we start that.
I was here to review Little Giants, man. That's what we've been talking about, right?
Jackie, the icebox ready.
I told you guys during the break, the only knock I would give is I've watched this 30,000 times.
That's a good thing.
Probably.
You can't knock
yeah,
for that.
So start it for sure. It's too inspirational and wonderful. Everything about it. There's not a knock on the movie, except for the sadness with Gary Bertier. Mm-hmm. That's the sadness part. All right. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.